This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There is news that ridership on mass transit is the highest it's been in almost 60 years. Last year, Americans took more than 10.5 billion trips on buses, subways, trolleys. From Washington, Marketplace's David Gura reports.
More and more Americans are taking subways. They're riding buses and using light rail.
It's truly a fundamental shift in how people are moving about their communities.
That's Michael Melanophy, who runs the American Public Transportation Association, which released the report with data on ridership. Melanophy says this growth started a few years ago.
Initially, when fuel prices spiked, it drove people to transit. Once they came, they decided it was good and they stayed.
There's a correlation, he says, between high ridership and the health of the economy overall. Melanophy says 60% of trips taken on public transit are work commutes. Michael Moss at NYU's Rudin Center for Transportation says the other 40% is also important.
Mass transit today is not just a peak hour activity.
Transit systems are opening earlier and closing later as public transit becomes more and more popular and cities are spending more money on expanding it.
There was a time when you said, I want to live near a good school district. Today, people want to live near a good transit connection.
And he's talking about young people especially, who are less and less likely to own cars. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.